Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Police say a newborn baby boy was found this morning in front of an apartment building in Chelsea. Our Marla Diamond is at the scene.
A doorman working the overnight shift here at 515 West 23rd Street is being credited with saving this baby's life. The shocking discovery was made at 3:20 in the morning.
And after you heard the baby cry, then he went over to the EMS and called them.
Building Superintendent Cedric Frazier said an EMT at the FDNY station directly across the street tended to the baby, who is now at Bellevue Hospital in good condition. Victor Garcia lives down the block.
Wow, that's like, it's like crazy, you know? I don't know how women do that, go through all those months to do that. You know, it's very sad.
There are several surveillance cameras in the area that police are hoping captured whoever left this newborn boy. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on West 23rd Street.
A suspect is awaiting arraignment after being accused of killing a woman whose body was found inside a sleeping bag in Kipps Bay. Chad Irish was already in police custody when he was charged with the murder of 31-year-old Yasmin Williams yesterday. Irish has 21 prior arrests with a record going back to the 1980s. He's facing numerous charges, including murder in the second degree. His arraignment could come as soon as today. And violence this morning on the Upper West Side after a man was slashed during a robbery.
Really large police response to this attack here at West 96th and Amsterdam, 1:30 in the morning, right in front of this Key Foods on the corner of the intersection. The victim was slashed in the face and possibly in the back during this robbery. Now, we're being told that the guy did have cash on him. It's unclear how much was taken. But police gave on foot pursuit through a number of suspects, tracking two of them down. They're in custody as we await word as to who they are and what charges are going to be filed here. Now, as for the victim, he did have to go to the hospital. He's stable now at St. Luke's. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
Mount Sinai Beth Israel was set to close tomorrow. Now that's no longer the case. This comes after a months-long push from hospital officials to shutter the downtown Manhattan hospital. They say ongoing lawsuits and pressure from the community have made it impossible to meet their deadline. City Council member Carlina Rivera tells 1010 Winds.
They are not allowed to reduce or eliminate services until they've received the final okay from the State Department. It's a relief, what we heard, that we'll keep the hospital open for now, but it does feel like we're in this constant state of anxiety.
In a statement, the hospital says this isn't a postponement, it's a delay. The actual closure date now depends on state and legal decisions. Jury deliberation could begin today in the federal corruption trial of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. First, the jury must be instructed on the law following closing arguments. Menendez has pleaded not guilty to charges that he accepted cash and gold bars from three New Jersey businessmen, agreeing to take actions that would benefit them. Yesterday, his lawyer told the jury it would be a win for the country if they rejected the bribery case against the senator. Menendez has resisted calls to step down. Several weeks ago, he announced a run for re-election as an independent. Some wild animals have decided to take a seat right here in Manhattan. Artists Jilly and Mark have created Wild Couch Party. The massive bronze seats 12 of the world's endangered species, like a northern white rhino, a koala, and a hippo, among others. Jilly and Mark say the sculpture is meant to bring people together with wildlife as climate change continues to warm our planet. The sculpture is located at 28 Liberty in Lower Manhattan.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.